Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Eric Dabowski, and this is the Everyman Show. Yeah, what do we got here? Is it Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. over here on the East Coast. Beautiful day. They're calling for rain tonight. Yeah, the pollen is really super-duper heavy. So we have that happening, and that's screwing people up. So I guess they've decided to chill on the old chemtrails. Yeah, yeah. Don't see many of those. We had some really nice skies for the last 4 days because I document it every day. Every day I take pictures and I document it and I say, this is what it looked like on this day. We're going to have proof. When it comes down the pike that chemtrails make people sick, I want to make sure that I get my just desserts so I can prove that I was literally being rained on by chemtrails. Big, big discussions on Facebook about Jade Helm, Monsanto. People are still screaming bloody murder about vaccines because guess who supports mandatory vaccines? And he says, well, if the government says you have to have them, you just can't say no. Yeah, Ben Carson. Bye-bye, Ben. See you around the bend, Ben. Been nice knowing you, Ben. So long, Ben. Wasn't Ben a rat in Michael Jackson? Wasn't this in that movie, Ben? Weren't they rats? Yeah, rats. That's what they are. Matter of fact, I go on Facebook. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just came up with that. Here it is. Like I say, folks, it's a Wednesday. Moving right along here in the month of May. Flowers are looking good. Plants are looking good. My garden's coming up. I got some folks poking around and looking to buy the old joint. Yeah, because I've got to go back to work. Cannot surround on my patootie any longer. It's getting quite, I just need to go back to work. You know, 58 years old, man. You just can't lay around for a decade and do nothing and expect to live till you're 90. Not happening. Plus, I'm broke. So, time to re-lubricate the old lucrative, what was I going to say? Re-lubricate the old wallet. You know, load her back up, get on out there and get back in the fight. You know, whatever economy is happening, I want to be out there because, I mean, I got to work with my hands. I mean, you know, look, doing this and that and the other every day is not happening. Don't want to raise dogs anymore. I don't want to sell cars. I just want to get back to building something and investing. And the margin won't be the same. We know the stock market's going to implode. Things are looking bad. Well, huge speculation from Karen Hudis. Jesse Ventura talks about it. Alex Jones talks about it. Dr. Savage talks about it. July 15th, we're supposed to have some kind of a global monetary reset. Is it totally unbelievable after 70 years that we're out of bankruptcy? Well, that's why Obama spent $18 trillion. I think we're up to $22 trillion now. But don't worry, they've printed $200 trillion. We have $660 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And the actual, I don't know, they're saying that it's like 1.5 quadrillion, 10 times the actual currency in circulation, which would be 2 quadrillion. Whatever, who cares, man, that's their problem. I just had a great steak, big, fat, garlic-laden, ridiculous. I put the pink Himalayan salt on there. And had some great garlicky, buttery spinach thing going on. You got to eat butter, you know. I didn't do it for a long time. A couple weeks ago, I started doing it. My skin looks great. The lines are smoothing out without buying the Cindy Crawford, whatever kind of gobbledygook crap they sell for $200. Not buying it. Not buying it. Don't care if I'm ugly. Well, my dog likes me. And my cat likes me. This new cat. 2 weeks. You know, who does cat? A cat's a liberal thing. Well, you know what I like? It's a very, very artistic cat, and she's really smart. She doesn't come when I call her, but that's only because she's 5 months old, and her mom's out there running around. You know, Baltimore was like a wild cat fight. I mean, a mayor comes out, spews some trash. An AG comes out and spews some trash. How many, what did they pick up, five more? They had five other people that they ran around the neighborhood grabbing these guys off the street and putting them in jail. That's what they do. It's a fox hunt every day in Baltimore, every day in Southeast D.C., every day in L.A., every day in St. Louis, every day in Tampa, every day in Detroit. The cops are out there scooping up these guys, and they are desperately wanting to take their fist and beat them to death. Unfortunately, Freddie Gray got his leg broken. He got his neck broken. They said he was okay on the third pickup. They said he was standing up. I don't believe it. He was laying on his stomach, shackled and hobbled, probably suffocated. Who knows? He wasn't breathing when he came out of the truck. And, you know, they say that, you know, with Michael Brown, for the Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, we know they're after our Second Amendment. We know that Eric Holder stands up there after he runs Fast and Furious and says, we have to brainwash people into thinking differently about guns. You know, I really don't like to be rude. It's not good. But this is the Everyman Show. I do have my First Amendment, and I would like to say to Eric Holder, fuck you, you fucking Nazi liberal fucking rat-ass terrorist bastard. Screw you and the bus you rode in on from Columbia University after you took hostages and held your administration building. You held an administration building for 7 days because you wanted to change to the Malcolm X building. Fuck you, Eric Holder, you murdering bastard. Oh, there you go. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. I always do. So now we've got Loretta Lynch in there. Well, let's just get to the point. Same sentiment, you witch. We know you took $130 million in assets from people in New York. You're a Nazi. And the lovely thing about all this, these are felonies. Eric Holder was involved in the crash, the housing market crash. These are treasonous, espionage, fraud, you name it. When you do fraud and you're in high positions and you do fraud, you go to jail for life. You are a person in the trust. You are a public policy-making, you know, authority. The public trust. You hold the public trust. Well, guess what? No statute of limitations is going to save any of them. There's ginormous speculation that the president of the United States, well, he's not really. He's just some shill dork the CIA put in there. We know he's a shoon gang crackhead. He likes cracking his pies and took it up the ass there at the old bathhouses there in Illinois. Well, maybe that ought to get me another subliminal Obama picture of him sitting in a chair like a gangster. Yeah, send that to my phone again, will you? Go ahead. And how about sending another subliminal of what's that guy, Samuel Jackson? I said something about Nazi ovens on Twitter, and they sent me a subliminal of Samuel L. Jackson. I turned my phone on, and there he is. And then it fades and goes away. You know, this mean look with this beret on. Not afraid of subliminal shitbirds sending messages. I said something about McDonald's and methylsilicone, and there it is in my searches. Defamation. It's all true. You can't sue somebody for defamation. Oh, yeah, baby. And I'm going to practice my First Amendment, and they take me out of here in chains, put me on the front page, because you don't really want Alan Eric Dubofsky talking, yeah, because, well, you hear my radio station, I'm pretty articulate, aren't I? And by the time I got finished mixing gallows humor with facts, I would be a national sensation. Al the Carpenter tells Congress to impeach the president. Congress reacts with a positive message. Yes, sir, Al. Yeah, well, that's going to happen. Look, Jade Helm down here in Texas is real. They're backwalking it. They're backtracking it. They're trying to hide it. But see, that's why the internet is so great. Now, if Google would quit scrubbing things, if we actually had a wide, open, honest, free internet, if the internet, they call it internet neutrality, liars. Do you know that Muslim Brotherhood and Muslims are in every high-level position in this country? Blacks, Muslims, White House, Department of Justice, chiefs of police all over the country, the military has been purged. purge, like Hitler purged his military and police and had them all killed. Welcome to 1939 Poland. I am telling you, Mark Levin, before I came on, was talking about how they want a federalized police force. Al Sharpton, I mean, I look at this guy. I listen to this unbelievably fluoride, lead-headed, cokehead, crackhead. I look at him, and he's shriveling up. Let's just face it. He has a bobblehead. He really looks like he's a raisin in the sun. I mean, that's what he looks like. He's disgusting. His teeth, his horse teeth, I mean, his mouth is bigger than his whole head. And he's ridiculous. He's disgusting. He's an FBI asset. He sells and delivers cocaine, and they go back and they rob people of the money. This is Nazis, folks. I told you this over and over and over for a year and a half. Plus, I have the book, America's Nazi Secrets, What's Not to Know. John Loftus is 84 years old, 40 years in the CIA as a top-level, third-tier, over-secret, top-secret, third-tier, over-top-secret investigative attorney. Guess what? And they hid so much from him. So much was destroyed. Yes, Truman has tried to succeed in taking over this country with Nazis. Socialist regulatory. If you pay taxes to the IRS, anything more, maybe than a tidbit, like 10%, you're a moron. You don't owe them anything, ever. Income tax is criminal government activity. You understand that? And just because Joseph Biden wrote the Patriot Act, just because, it says constantly, all through the Constitution, Congress shall make no laws regarding firearms, regarding religion, regarding our freedoms. That's the business, okay, of local representatives in states or the Supreme Court. And then when it says that your right to own firearms is inalienable. Look, if you have not murdered somebody or if you're not chopping heads, pick my pocket, break my bones, you should be allowed to have a firearm. When you raise it, you should be prepared because the other person may have one too. You could die, but that's how it goes. I mean, what the hell? Every gangbanger, crack-dealing FBI, CIA conduit out there has guns. Fast and Furious put guns on the street and got this border fella murdered. Brian something, I can't remember his name. Then you got Pat Tillman being blown away because he was going to tell us there ain't no war in the Middle East. It's all about winning hearts and minds. ISIS is NATO states, nation states, mercenaries. That's what you have. And 9/11 were not a bunch of 19 guys. 9/11 on airplanes didn't take down the World Trade Center. This information's been out for a decade, 12 years. 2 years after 9/11, before we went in Iraq, they knew what happened. Guess why? Because they planned it for 20 years. George Bush Sr. had the World Trade Centers bombed with Dick Cheney in 1993. So whatever, okay? It doesn't matter. Was it 93? I think it was 92. Whatever. The second time around, 2001, it was nukes, baby. Nukes took down the World Trade Center because they were investigating the $2.3 trillion old Rumsfeld stole, and then they bought up most of South America with it. And they run cocaine, and they run heroin, and they run all the drugs. Yeah, that's George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Chertoff. Did you know that Chertoff was the real leader of Al-Qaeda? Yeah, the guy with the $2 billion body scanner and TSA and the DHS. And then Obama shows up on the scene. 9/11, there is Obama, community organizer. They need Nazis to run their agenda. They need victims so they can constantly show through MKUltra devices known as the internet, television, and media that black people are victims. They're not victims. Nobody treats blacks as well as Americans do. And I'm telling you, it is a rare sight to see a savage black man the way you see it out here. Most will tell you, don't get involved in that. When the government comes knocking, just be polite. Look what they did in Baltimore. They went and picked up the Crips and the Bloods on television, telling reporters, we're blocking bottles, we're shutting down the argument, we're not allowing people. The guy was actually very articulate. You don't think Crips or Bloods could be college graduates, possibly? Well, I hate to tell you, but yeah, they sure can be. You know, I mean, what can I say? So you have, I don't know who this New York caller is, but buzz off, buddy. Not answering the phone. I think it's one of those pill vitamin guys trying to sell me crap for my hair or something. Anyway, and why? I mean, here's my biggest concern. We are probably some of the most intelligent people on the planet. I'm telling you, I'm a carpenter. I didn't do anything. I didn't have this 8 years ago. And 6 years ago, I started running my mouth on the radio, and people said, hey, you know, you're good at that. Maybe you should run for office. Maybe you should confront these liberal Nazis that came into power in 2006. And I said, yeah, I'll go for that. You hold up the Constitution, and they look at it like it's a cross being held up to vampires. They are mentally ill, absolutely hostile, aggressive, dangerous Nazis. It's not going to work. You know, they get five people in a room and they pout and they scream and cry and have signs and yell and call themselves victims. And they tell us we're tyrants and authoritarians. And then we tell them to go out in the cold, go ahead out there, and you better not have any guns because we know you don't believe in that. They go out, they get raped, gang banged, they get home invaded, their moms get murdered. All this happens right in front of their faces, and then they break down and go, I was wrong. I would give anything to have had a .44 Cal, a .45, a .308, a .38, a 9mm. I wish I would have had something, because all that savage had was a knife. I could have taken him out. You don't see the stories of people protecting themselves with guns. So is Jade Helm going to, are they going to go door to door like they did in Boston? You have the Boston Marathon bomber that never happened. No. Tarnavs, he didn't do it. Sorry. Docor, whatever his name is, I can't remember right now. He didn't do it. We know for a fact, without a doubt, he didn't do it. Okay? Look at the videos. No bag. Sorry. Not happening. He was just following his brother around, and he's screaming during the cop shootout, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. You shot my brother. I didn't do it. Of course they're going to steal cars and run. They're trying to run for their lives. I would have jumped in the river. I don't care how cold it would have been. Or I don't know what I would have done. I don't know what I would have done. Do we all have to buy Kevlar? They're telling us ISIS is coming over the border. Let me tell you something. You got 200 million, well, let's just be conservative, 100 million gun-toting Americans. Bring it. Bring your savage idiots, and you'll see what, look, you saw what happened down there in Texas. They shot that cop in the leg, and he stood up there, pap, 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 and you got two guys with their brains blown out. Well, that's how it's going to end. And Obama is meeting with the Turkish president of Turkey, and they are going to build a big mosque right out there in Lanham. Yeah, giant $100 million mosque. That's fine. We have the Mormon temple. I mean, we have the Catholic church there in Northeast D.C. You know, we have, you know, if they want to do that, fine. But you go radical in PG County, let me tell you, I'm from PG County. You think Baltimore was a tinderbox? There's some real smart people that live in Lanham, Maryland, Greenbelt, Maryland, College Park, Maryland, Silver Spring, Maryland, Rockville, Maryland. Clinton, what do you got? You got Andrews Air Force Base there, Bowling Air Force Base. Okay, you got Fort Meade. Can you imagine what will happen if they get goofy? They had a mosque. They bought an elementary school from the state, and they put a mosque back there in College Park, right down in the woods. You couldn't even see it. 15 of those guys from back in 2003 landed in prison. They were teachers, state officials. They worked for the Fairfax School Board, all of them, funding Al-Qaeda. Guess what? I called it. I knew it. And I used to make coffee with my glass sunglasses on and stare at this guy. And he would just give you this look with while he's wearing his tan, you know, outfit. And they all drove old vehicles. They didn't drive anything new. A little nefarious. Nobody went pop. There were no bombers. There were no murders. They were very peaceful people. But these guys were absolutely taking money from their constituents, from their communities, and sending it over to Afghanistan. They got busted. I'll tell you something. This is the biggest outing of radical Islamists, and I admit there is a winning hearts and minds. I think it's just basically releasing farts and breaking spines, but that's my opinion. And I'll tell you what, when the time comes, you will have some idiots that really believe somehow, somewhere, over the rainbow, they're going to cut Christian heads off in this country and get away with it. They're so stupid. They think we're all fat idiots that watch TV and eat peanut brittle and stand around scratching our crotches, having sex and drinking alcohol and doing drugs. That's what their leaders tell them we are. They tell them that we're all watching TV, we go to movies, we smoke crack and pot all the time, but what's funny is we don't chop heads off. We don't beat the crap out of our wives and give them to our brothers to rape. We don't murder our children in a living room. Now, that happened a couple times. It really did. A buddy of mine had a girlfriend, and she came black and blue. And Paul, I think he had issues. Would he go kill her father? I don't think they were that close. But they had just gotten it was over smoking crack. My buddy was smoking crack every day and night. I could not get rid of him again fast enough. I've known him my whole life. Will never see him again. Don't care. Haven't seen him in almost a decade. Bye-bye. My buddy Brian dies from crack. Crack was made in a government lab. Freeway Ricky Ross in the 80s sold $3 million worth of crack a day. And it all came in on C-130s and CIA planes, and he cooked it up for them. And they collected the money and put him in prison for 10 years. That's how it works. That's why the heroin is up 90%. The poppy is up 90% in Afghanistan. The heroin's up 90% in America, and it's dirt, dirt cheap. The more they produce, the cheaper it gets. Just like oil, just like gold. The more that floods the market, the cheaper it gets. Scarcity increases prices. We're going to have scarcity in this country. You're going to have real, real problems. Okay, the more these people come in here, you see these news stories about, you know, pig farmers being attacked, you know, liquor stores being attacked, you know, they talk about burning down churches. Let them keep talking like this because that's what we want. We invite them to the party. We say, you're right, let's have a party, we agree with you, everything's good. Then they do their bad juju, and then we just kind of like put holes in them and put them in the ground, turn them into a planter, fertilizer. That's what's going to happen. And myself, my opinion, in all reality, is tough shit. Okay? You are barbaric, disgusting, not to mention hairy, people. Radical Islam. Muslims can be the most beautiful, sensitive, heartfelt people you ever met in your life. And ISIS does not represent them. Al-Qaeda, which is manufactured by the CIA and Jimmy Carter in 76, does not represent them. Doesn't. All this verbiage about Muslims is irritating. Do not talk foul to me about Jews in blanket terms, Christians in blanket terms, Muslims in blanket terms, Buddhists in blanket terms, Catholics in blanket terms. because I will look at you with a scowled face and tell you to get the fuck out of my face, you bigot, disgusting, uneducated scumbag. Spicy show here on the Everyman Show this evening. Again, Jade Helm, it's happening. Big, big controversy. Abbott, congratulations. You told the Army, stand down. Do not come here. Do not commit civil rights offenses on American people. You're going to have problems. Other states are doing the same thing. State nullification. We have 16 states now that have said that Sharia law is banned in their states. We have all kinds of issues on gay marriage. Look, we don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. Look, want to get married? Do it. Want to have sex and anal sex and whatever women do with dildos? Fine. But don't give me any crap about it. And every time there's an argument, don't say, I hate you because you're gay, or I hate you because you're black, or I hate you because you're a brown person, I hate you because you're yellow, or I hate you because you're red. I love Indians. I love Asians. I love everybody. Yahweh loves you. But the minute you turn egregious, and I do get crazy. I get crazy on social sites. Sometimes I get my dander up, and that old PG County, Bladensburg High School redneck comes out of me. You know, sometimes I'm still walking around in my, you know, works, and I got my Chuck Taylors on, and I got my nylon socks and my bandolines, and I would like to have a Peter's jacket. I always wanted the Peter's jacket with the zip-out lining. My father would never get one for me. See, he knew what gang clothing looked like. And believe me, when we were kids, you were either collegiate or you were a gang. You were either a soche or you were I don't know what it is. But, hey, you know, I was a greaser. Maybe I am a liberal. Nazi. I don't think so. You know, my family are Trachtenberg. They're German, big time. My last name is Dabowski. My father was Russian. My father was Russian. My mother was German. My grandmother was German. I don't know how it works. I need to go check my lineage, get that straight. But again, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabowski. I would love to do some local broadcasting if you want to get history. Big talking about 9/11 here on the Jesse Ventura Show tonight. And, you know, keep your head on a swivel. 9/11 was real. It was nukes. It was our people. And Jade Helm is on us. So until tomorrow, we'll talk about Baltimore. Huh. Okay, bye-bye.